This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said on Sunday, Armenians living in Azerbaijan are welcome home. Reuters' Edward Buran says it's very likely that ethnic Armenians would flee the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh.
A mass exodus could change the delicate balance of power in the South Caucasus region, a patchwork of ethnicities crisscrossed with oil and gas pipelines, where Russia, the United States, Turkey and Iran are jostling for influence. An advisor to the leader of the Karabakh Armenians told Reuters earlier on Sunday that the population would leave because they feel unsafe under Azerbaijani rule. Russia had acted as a guarantor for a peace deal that ended a 44-day war in Karabakh 3 years ago, and many Armenians blame Moscow for failing to protect the region. Indeed, Pashinyan blamed Russia publicly on Sunday for failing to do enough for Armenia, which he said would review its alliance with Moscow.
Reuters correspondent Edward Buran, who says Russian officials say it is Pashinyan who is to blame for his own mishandling of the crisis. Gunmen in Nigeria killed 8 people on Sunday and abducted at least 60 others in 2 communities in the northwest. Residents and a local traditional leader are saying that after the armed men kidnapped a dozen from a university in the state as well. Zamfara is one of the state's worst affected by kidnappings for ransom by armed gangs. They are known locally as bandits. President Bola Tinubu has yet to spell out how he will tackle this widespread insecurity because of this situation. This is VOA News. Kosovo's prime minister says a police officer has been killed, another wounded, in an attack he claims was supported by neighboring Serbia. Here's AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
Prime Minister Albin Kurti says masked professionals armed with heavy weapons opened fire on a police patrol north of the capital Pristina in the early hours of the morning. Kosovo police say 2 trucks without license plates blocked a bridge at the entrance to a village. 3 police units were sent to unblock it, but came under fire from different positions with various weapons, including hand grenades and bombs. Police managed to push back the attack and take 2 injured officers to hospital. One of them was dead on arrival, but the condition of the other is not life-threatening. Kosovo police say one of the attackers was killed. The attack comes as tensions increase between the 2 former war foes at a delicate moment in EU-facilitated efforts to normalize ties. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
New U.S. sanctions announced Friday will target an additional group of Haitians linked to gang violence that has destabilized Haiti. Here's Sandra Lamar.
In an exclusive interview with VOA Friday, Barbara Feinstein, the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Caribbean Affairs and Haiti, announced new sanctions targeting Haitians responsible for destabilization of the country.
Secretary Blinken today announced the designation of 5 more individuals for visa restrictions. And this is part of our broader policy of trying to promote accountability in Haiti for those individuals who are supporting gangs and destabilizing the situation.
In the meantime, in his speech before the UN General Assembly on Friday, Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry repeated his urgent appeal for a multinational force to help Haiti's national police combat gang violence. Sandra Lemaire, VOA News.
Tens of thousands of Israelis protested against the far-right coalition's judicial overhaul plans in Tel Aviv on Saturday. During a push to restart efforts for Israel-Palestinian peace as part of a potential U.S.-backed accord between Israel and Saudi Arabia.
We come here in the hope that we can make a difference.
Usher will headline the Apple Music Super Bowl halftime show in Las Vegas. The NFL, Apple Music, and Rock Nation announced Sunday that Usher would lead the halftime festivities from the Allegiant Stadium on February 11th. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.